What's up, everybody? It's me again. I'm here to talk about a topic that someone brought up to my attention. They asked me, what is a gentleman? I asked him, what does that even mean? He's like, well, I don't know. You mean being a gentleman, like being nice to the ladies, buying her a drink, opening the door for her, opening your car door for her so she can get in, pulling up a chair, you know, taking off your coat and putting it over a puddle so she can walk over it, type of bullshit. Well, I'm gonna explain to you why that is unacceptable behavior. I don't know who came up with this concept that this was actually acceptable behavior. Especially nowadays. I see people all the time do this. See, when I go to a restaurant or a bar or something like that, they take off the woman's coat, they pull up that chair so they can sit at the bar with them, or at the table, or whatever the fuck. If you men out there are doing this, this is why it's stupid to do that nowadays. I'm gonna tell you right now, okay? Of how stupid that concept is. Okay. I could see back, even older ladies when I was growing up, back when I was 18 years old, they told me the same fucking things. Like, don't pull up a chair for these ladies. This is 80-year-old ladies I'm talking about. These girls that had husbands that were in World War II and everything. They're telling me this. Sonny, don't pull up a chair for a woman these days. Don't do it. Women are worthless these days. They can't even sew. They can't even cook. She's on my granddaughter. She's over 18 years old. She's all, and she can't even cook. She can't even boil an egg. I was like, I bet she can't even make toast either. No. And a lot of men tell me the same thing. I love talking to older people, especially that old, because they've seen it all, you know, and they have the best stories, man. The best. This one man, he's all, son, you don't open doors for women these days. You don't do nothing like that these days. Being a gentleman is out. I was confused. Like I said, I was a young kid. I was confused. I was like, well, what do you expect me to do? Just be an asshole? No, don't be an asshole, but treat women like an equal, like they want to be treated nowadays. I was like, okay. I was like, why is being a gentleman not good? I was like, Sonny, let me tell you something. Back when I was growing up, you know, I got drafted to World War II and all this shit, but back in my day, they said, Sonny, so back in those days, yeah, you could open up, you can be a gentleman. It was perfectly acceptable behavior because, and he's all, nowadays, because nowadays, you know, women go to school, they can go to the military, they can run countries, they can do this and that. He's all, back in my day, they were just housewives. They couldn't go to school, go in the military, or anything like that. So nowadays, more women go to school these days, more than men. Women are full-time workers. Back in my days, like, their job title was housewife. So these days, don't even bother. Women want to be treated like an equal, treat them like an equal. Next time you go on a date, have her pay her side of the tab and you pay your own. Best advice I was given. I was like, you know what? Something clicked in my head. You know what? You're fucking right. You're right. Because I started thinking backwards. You know, I did date one girl. I don't consider her a girlfriend in high school. In my other video, I said I didn't date anybody, but this was not boyfriend or girlfriend. I just saw her for a little while. Me and her hugged. We kissed. We held hands and stuff like that. But she wasn't really. It wasn't official. We weren't boyfriend or girlfriend. She was all into me at first. She was passing me notes in the class saying that how cute I was. I was all great. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna get this girl in the sack. She already likes me. There's no excuse for her not for me to get her into the sack. But one day I bought her a dozen roses. And my dad's like, are you sure you want to do this? I was like, yeah, I'm gonna do it. I think she'll like it. My dad's like, okay. And I didn't have a car at the time, and then my dad dropped me off at school. Actually, I did have a car at the time. It was getting fixed. Okay, now I remember. But yeah, anyway, I gave her those dozen roses. She became into me, and then the moment I got her those roses, just doing the gentleman thing, and then I started opening doors for her and stuff, I slowly started to realize what I did wrong. And then I started to feel her just drift away from me. Just getting totally turned off. You know, she gone from a wet pussy to her pussy being completely fucking dry. And then a couple days later, she broke up with me. I heard from other people, her other friends, she said that you were just too nice, and blah, 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 and this and that. So that old man, when he was telling me all this stuff, this is why I like talking to older people, because, oh man, they have the best stories. They do. They tell me their failures, they tell me everything. And being a gentleman, I hung on to that one, is not a good idea. And if any of you people out there, and I still see you idiots out there do this all the fucking time, you fucking pull a chair out for them and everything, stop it! Don't do it anymore, okay? You look like an idiot, you're a fool. And if you ever fall for a girl that says, all I want is a gentleman in my life, all I want is a guy to pull up a chair and treat me like a queen and this and that and treat me right, you're in for a fucking trap, buddy. I've heard that before in my life. But then you do whatever the fuck they said. They wanted you to fucking pull up a chair for them and everything and this and that. And then they fucking leave you for some dickwad. Some asshole. That's what makes fucking women's vaginas wet. Is being a fucking asshole. And I realized that towards the end. The last girl I dated, I was treating her like shit towards the end. I really was. And she was getting wet. You don't know how dry pussies get when you start acting like a gentleman. You don't know how dry they are. And if you ever run into a woman like that, that says that they just want to meet a gentleman, they're out to use you. That's all they are doing. You're not going to get in the sack. You ain't getting in the sack. Nuh-uh. Ain't going to happen. She's just going to use you. She's going to go out to the bar with you. You're going to have to pay for all the drinks because that's the gentleman thing to do. And then you're going to have to pay for the dinner, you're going to have to pay for the vacations, you're going to have to pay for the fucking movie, all this fucking shit. And then when she's through with you, having her fucking fun in her way with you, manipulating your sorry ass because you're being a gentleman, she'll ditch you for that asshole. You know what I mean? That fucking illiterate piece of shit. She'll use you for being a gentleman, you know, just by being a gentleman. She'll take and take and take. And then before you know it, she's over here. Oh, look at that, you illiterate piece of shit over here. Oh, I can change him. Oh, come on over here, you irresponsible piece of shit. Do me. Let's make some babies. And treat me like shit while you're at it. And even though I know you can't take care of the kid, you're going to be out of jail all the time. Do me. Let's make some babies. You irresponsible piece of shit. Come on. That's what they want. And this is why I am the way I am today. So those of you people out there being a gentleman and people telling you to be a gentleman, don't listen to it. Don't do it anymore. And let me tell you a story today before I go. Let me tell you something today. I got off of work today. It was about 1 o'clock. My shift ended early today. But yeah, I had to buy some things for my hair. So I'm on my way to the Dollar Tree. I park my car and I'm on my way in. I go and I pull the door open. I did not realize someone was right next to me right here, getting into the doorway. No, actually she was right over here. Yeah, because I was like that. I didn't see her. Because I opened the door this way. Then I let myself in. And the bitch behind me said, "What a gentleman." I turned around and I said, "Excuse me, what did you say?" She's all, I said, "What a gentleman you are." I was like, "You're letting yourself in before a lady." I was like, "A gentleman? What does that even mean anymore?" So, well, you're the man. You're supposed to open the door for the ladies. I was like, "Oh, because I'm a man." You ladies are being so sexist these days. You feminists are unbelievable. You know what I mean? Okay, why don't you fucking open up your mouth and let me stick my tongue down your throat because I'm the fucking man. How about I just fill up on your boobs because I'm the man? Why don't you pull your pants down? We'll go to the back and I'll pull down your pants and I'll fucking ream your ass because I'm the fucking man. And then the guy, the clerk was like, and the lady, one of the ladies too, like, "Whoa, there are kids around." I was like, "I don't care. Women want to, want to fucking act like they're equal, but they want to be treated like a fucking superior. It doesn't make any sense. I don't owe her a door open. I don't owe you a door open. I don't owe any woman a door open. You guys want to be treated like an equal, but you want to be a superior. And one of the clerks like, dude, she's a lady. You gotta be a man, dude. I was like, I feel more of a man when I don't have to fucking open up the damn door for a woman. I was like, she's like, well, I do it, bro. You know, I was like, yeah, it's because you're a fucking pussy. Women think they're so fucking entitled. Fuck that. I took off because I don't want to argue with these stupid people. Obviously, they're stupid. You know what I mean? You don't want to argue with a stupid person. Because they'll drag you down to their level and they'll beat you with fucking experience. I swear to God. I swear it. But anyway, that's what happened to me. And this is why I'm making this video. Guys, being a gentleman is dead. Okay? Women want to be treated like a fucking equal. But then at the same time, they want to be higher than you. They want to be treated like royalty. Bullshit. I call bullshit on that one. You know, she needs to be opening up the door since we're equal. She needs to be opening up the door as much as I have to open up the door for her. And if you go on a date with a chick, take control. Say, you know what? I just met you. This is our first date. You know, you pay your tab, I'll pay my tab. And if she has a problem with that, then you hit the road. Just get out of here. She's going to be a problem. She is. She's going to be a fucking problem. But anyways, friends, this is why I'm here. Don't get caught up in that situation, please. No matter how hot the bitch is, don't stoop to that level. Don't pull out the gentleman card. Please, don't do it. I don't do it. Sure, you know, if I saw that she was naked, sure, I would have fucking opened the door, no problem, so I could see her nice ass walk in. I'll see her front, and then I'll see her fucking back on the way in. Sure, yeah, open the door for a naked chick, yeah, a naked hot chick, sure, go right at it. Hell, if she's a guaranteed lay, and she wants you to be a gentleman, fuck, do it. That's when you be a gentleman and do it. When you know you're gonna get it. Are you gonna take her to the sack at the end of the night? Fuck yeah. Do it then, but don't fucking, you know, don't do it if you don't know if it's guaranteed that you're gonna fucking get laid. Because our purpose when we go on a date, we want to get laid, right? We don't want to talk football with a woman. We don't want to talk turkey business or anything like that. Unless you're in my line of work, when you're guaranteed to get laid, yeah, then we can talk turkey. Talk business. But you know, other than that, don't do it. Don't pull that shit. Don't do it. Alright. Peace out, everyone. I hope you take this advice and you run with it. Peace out.